Support for Artscape comes from Seattle Divorce Services, a law firm with a mission to improve the way divorce law is practiced in the community. The attorneys at Seattle Divorce Services help clients in conflict meet their immediate needs and achieve future security. Information at SeattleDivorceServices.com.
My name is Theaster Gates. I'm an artist who thinks about space a lot.
Gates is from Chicago, and one of the spaces he loved hanging out in was a record store in Hyde Park called Dr. Wax.
From the outside, it's really unpretentious. It's just a storefront, no real awning, no nothing, and a little sign that says Dr. Wax. And every once in a while, they put a sandwich board that said Dr. Wax, cash for albums. And then on the inside, it was a pretty straightforward record store that it had the smell of old albums that had been exchanged for a long time. And
do you like all kinds of record stores, or was there something particular about this and the history and what it represented?
You know, I think I like places that collect things. You know, I do feel like I'm a kind of collector, and I like containers and boxes and that.
Gates has now put up part of his collection of Dr. Wax records on display at the Seattle Art Museum. He bought thousands of soul, R&B, and jazz albums when the record store closed last year. Gates pays tribute to Dr. Wax in a third-floor gallery space. It's called The Listening Room, where DJs spin vinyl and visitors can play records and listen in on a pair of headphones. But the show goes deeper than old-school entertainment.
There's a big commentary on the loss of cultural space in cities, you know, and I think about that a lot. But it's also an opportunity to say, you know, these albums are potent. They carry really important social and political implications.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel.
Nina Simone. I have my hands, got my legs, got my arms, you know, got my liver. You know, she has a way of just kind of making the hardship of everyday black America something worth celebrating and something worth kind of overcoming.
It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. Ooh, 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 ooh. And I'm feeling good.
When Gates was in his early 20s, he lived in Seattle. That was in the 1990s. He was a young artist who worked with youth at the Union Gospel Mission. He helped set up a temporary artist space at 23rd and Jackson.
I found myself really in the Central District, really trying to be a part of a galvanizing effort for other artists who lived in that neighborhood. And there were lots of people doing great work, and I felt fortunate to be a part of it.
Gates has a background in urban planning, and his art, which can sometimes be untraditional, weaves in messages about politics, race, and class. He's taken decommissioned fire hoses and turned them into wall hangings. A couple of these are on display in the current show. He's invited audiences to share in the ritual of getting their shoes shined. And he's also performed with a gospel choir called the Black Monks of Mississippi. The group mashes up Buddhist chants with slave spirituals and the blues. At the Seattle Art Museum, Gates wants to transport us to an historical place, a place that was owned by a Jewish man in a black neighborhood that was very much a hub for cultural exchange.
Can I just be a part of the energy that keeps Dr. Wax on the block, right? So, and is that an artistic practice? Well, it's just part of who I am.
In his art installation, he's almost reverential in remembering the store. A DJ's booth is made from an old church pew. He's turned the old Dr. Wax sandwich board into a Japanese-style screen. And throughout the room are several small chairs made from pieces of reclaimed wood.
I want folks to slow down when they come in the space. Take pause. And in the way that you might spend 6 or 7 seconds in front of a painting, I'm hoping people might spend 20 minutes to a half hour listening.
Music from the collection is played over speakers. And at certain times, professional DJs will take over in here. But Gates wants to make this museum space feel like a home. So he set up a record player in the middle of the room and invites visitors to flip through albums in wooden bins. I pick up several Mel Jackson albums, a Grover Washington Jr., some Prince, But in the end, I choose Tavares. Florangela Davila, KPLU News.